Do you like U.S. military history, especially stories about our veterans? If you answered yes, then I know you'll enjoy Duty and Valor. Hi, I'm Wayne Marks, and each week I'll tell you the amazing stories of heroes who pushed away their fears and showed true valor on the battlefield. And although their stories are different, the common trait they all share is that they all served with pride and lived with humility. And I'm honored to tell you their stories. Welcome back, everyone. In this episode of Duty and Valor, I'm going to tell you the story of a man who, although fighting in some of our nation's lesser-known conflicts, would demonstrate uncommon valor in the field. A man who served in the U.S. Marine Corps for 30 years and saw action across the globe. A man who single-handedly defended his position where he would inflict heavy enemy casualties. A man whose battle cry would solidify his legend among fellow devil dogs. A man who would be awarded the Medal of Honor on two different occasions. This is the story of Sergeant Major Daniel Daly. Born in Glen Cove, New York on November 11, 1873, Daniel Daly lived the typical childhood on Long Island. He was a newspaper boy and would later find a love of boxing, which he would reportedly be very good at. But knowing he wanted more to life than what was available to him in the late 19th century New York, his desire to do more with his life led him to enlist in the U.S. Marine Corps on January 10, 1899, where he wanted to fight in the Spanish-American War. But that war would end before he finished his basic military training. Nonetheless, this was the start of his decades-long military career. In 1900, Private Daly found himself stationed in Peking, China, before it was known as Beijing, where he was a member of the U.S. Embassy Guard. In what should have been a fairly uneventful post, the actions of the Boxer Rebellion would see that it wasn't. The Boxer Rebellion of 1900 to 1901 was a nationalist movement that fought against foreign influence in China, with the aim of restoring the power of the Qing dynasty. On August 14, 1900, during the Battle of Peking, the foreign embassy compound would see itself surrounded during a prolonged 55-day siege. At one point, the U.S. position on the wall was overrun and U.S. forces had to retreat. The Americans would regroup and scale the walls to recapture their position. Once the defensive position was secured, Private Daly would volunteer to man it by himself. This would allow the other men to seek reinforcements. Taking up position on the bastion, throughout the night Private Daly would avoid repeated enemy charges and shots from enemy snipers to secure that position. When reinforcements would finally arrive the next day, they would find a single Marine greeting them. And to their disbelief, Private Daly was able to inflict a heavy toll on the attacking forces. Reports put the number of their forces at 200, of which many were wounded and killed. Private Daly was awarded his first Medal of Honor for these actions, and on December 11th of the next year, President McKinley would bestow the award upon him. Now a gunnery sergeant, Daniel Daly would go on to serve in places around the world, including Panama, Cuba, Mexico, and Puerto Rico, before finding himself in Haiti. There, he was part of an American occupation of Haiti during what was called the Banana Wars. In approximately 36 years of American intervention and occupation in the Caribbean and Central America. On October 24, 1915, Sergeant Daly, along with 40 men of the 15th Company Marines, were ambushed by the enemy while attempting a nighttime crossing of the Grand River near Fort Liberté. Outnumbered 10 to 1, they were under relentless attack throughout the night. During the failed river crossing, the Americans had lost their machine gun when the horse carrying the gun was shot and killed. While his men engaged the enemy, Daly would quietly make his way back across enemy lines alone, where he attempted to find the lost machine gun. Sergeant Daly spotted three Haitian men and quietly killed them with his knife. He would then spend some time searching for the machine gun, and miraculously he would eventually find it. He would then make his way back to his unit where they were able to put the machine gun into action. This added firepower aided the American forces in their counteroffensive, where they would defeat the enemy the next day. Because of his action, Sergeant Daly would be awarded his second Medal of Honor. In the award citation, it was written that Sergeant Daly fought with exceptional gallantry against heavy odds throughout his actions. He was only the 19th person to be awarded the Medal of Honor twice, and only the third to be awarded it for separate actions. Though heavily decorated, Sergeant Daly's military career was far from over. 3 years later, in June of 1918, he would find himself fighting in France during World War I at the Battle of Belleau Woods. Following the Russian surrender, the Germans had begun a spring offensive with their eastern divisions being moved to the western front. The Germans didn't expect the resistance that they encountered, and they would see their advance halted by American, British, and French forces near the Marne River. On June 5th, Sergeant Daley was credited with risking his own life to put out a fire in an ammunition dump, which would have been catastrophic if it had caught fire. Then a few days later, he would again put aside his fear of death and would visit every machine gun position within his company, which helped keep the morale of his men up. It was around this time that Sergeant Daley would be credited with the quote that would inspire Marines, then and now. He would legendarily yell to his men, "Come on, you sons of bitches, do you want to live forever?" This quote was memorialized on the walls of the Leatherneck Gallery at the National Museum of the Marine Corps in Quantico, Virginia. On June 10th, he was seen single-handedly attacking and capturing a German machine gun emplacement with only his pistol and grenades. He would also be credited with rescuing many wounded Allied men during the battle. He was nominated for a third Medal of Honor, but was given a Distinguished Service Cross and the Navy Cross instead. It was reported that leadership at the time was hesitant to give this honor a third time to one man. Now a Sergeant Major, Daniel Daley would continue his military service until he officially retired on February 6, 1929. This was the end to a 30-year Marine Corps career. But as all others before and after, he remained a Marine until his death at the age of 63 on April 27, 1937, in Glendale, New York. Sergeant Major Daniel Daley is buried at Cypress Hills Cemetery in Brooklyn, New York. I encourage you to learn more about Sergeant Daniel Daley. There are books available about his heroism as well as short-form media on the internet. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed this week's show, we kindly ask that you follow us and leave a review and 5-star rating wherever you're listening. And join us next week where we'll tell you the story of another true American hero.